news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As pundits warn that the Mueller probe could be close to wrapping up, something Mueller's office has never commented on and might be totally untrue, we're seeing some movement. The New York Times reporting that one of Paul Manafort's lawyers regularly briefed Trump's legal team about Manafort's conversations with federal investigators as part of Mueller's probe into the Russian meddling in the 2016 elections, even after Manafort and Mueller's people reached a plea deal.
The reporters write that Manafort's lawyer, quote, repeatedly briefed President Trump's lawyers on his client's discussions with federal investigators about Mr. Manafort after Mr. Manafort agreed to cooperate with the special counsel, according to one of Mr. Trump's lawyers and two other people familiar with the conversations. The arrangement was highly unusual and inflamed tensions with Mr. Mueller's office when prosecutors discovered it after Mr. Manafort began cooperating 2 months ago, the people said. Some legal experts speculated that it was a bid by Mr. Manafort for a presidential pardon, even as he worked with the special counsel, Robert Mueller, in hopes of a lighter sentence.
Well, Manafort's plea deal with Robert Mueller blew up after he repeatedly lied to investigators, an allegation that Manafort denies. Both sides asked the judge to move forward on sentencing immediately. That wasn't the only breaking news story on Monday. Brian Williams of MSNBC also told about some draft emails from Jerome Corsi to Roger Stone, warning Stone that two more WikiLeaks document dumps would be coming in October.
Mueller's team has obtained email communications from August of 2016 between the conservative author and conspiracy theorist Jerome Corsi and Trump advisor and longtime friend Roger Stone, the WikiLeaks release of emails stolen from the Clinton campaign. These Corsi Stone emails showed up in a draft court filing sent from Mueller's team to Jerome Corsi's lawyer. NBC News reports that according to court papers, Corsi told investigators that an associate identified by Corsi as Roger Stone asked him in the summer of 2016 to get in touch with an organization identified by Corsi as WikiLeaks about unreleased materials relevant to the presidential campaign. NBC says Corsi told Mueller that he declined the request. But Mueller's team says that wasn't true. The court document says Corsi passed on the request to someone in London and then eventually did email Stone in August saying WikiLeaks had damaging information on Clinton and it would release it in October of 2016.
The Guardian published a bombshell story on Tuesday alleging that Manafort had multiple meetings with Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy where he's been holed up for years. The meetings are alleged to have taken place dating back to 2013 and includes one in March of 2016, just as Manafort became Trump's campaign chair. Donald Trump sat for two print interviews on Tuesday with the Washington Post and Politico. The Post's Philip Rucker was one of the reporters asking the questions.
He was his normal self. He's charming and charismatic and wants you to like him. He offered us drinks. He had no notes in front of him. The desk was pretty clear. He did have aides, though, both Sarah Sanders and Bill Shine, as well as Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president, sat alongside us next to the Oval Office. And the president in one area was particularly unusually disciplined. When we asked him about the latest developments in the Mueller probe, the Russia investigation, and the news about Paul Manafort, he refused to talk about that on the record. He said, look, I'm not going to get in the middle of that situation. He talked to us at length about it off the record and shared his views, but when we pressed him if we could share any of those comments with the public on the record, he said no. And that seemed to be him following direction from his staff.
Mm. To the Post, Trump placed responsibility for recent stock market declines and this week's announcement of General Motors cutbacks on the Federal Reserve. During this bizarre interview with the Washington Post, he declared that he is, quote, not even a little bit happy with Jerome Powell, the man he installed as chairman of the Federal Reserve. In the same interview, when asked about the report on climate change, Trump dismissed the National Climate Assessment. He actually said this, quote, one of the problems that a lot of people like myself, we have very high levels of intelligence, but we're not necessarily such believers as to whether or not it's man-made and whether or not the effects that you're talking about are there.
I don't see it.
The 2018 midterm elections are slowly winding down. On Tuesday, New Mexico certified the results of the congressional race, giving Democrats yet another victory as Sochi Torres-Small, the Democrat, officially defeats Republican Yvette Herrell. This brings the number of Democratic gains in the House to 39 seats, with one race still outstanding. In Mississippi, Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith defeated her Democratic challenger, Mike Espy, in the Senate runoff election. Although news organizations are hailing that race as the end of the 2018 midterm elections, there's actually still one more important race to go. Georgia will go to the polls again on Tuesday, December 4th, for the runoff election for Secretary of State between Republican Brad Raffensperger and Democrat John Barrow. The outgoing Secretary of State, now Governor-elect Brian Kemp, is accused of suppressing the vote of minorities in this year's elections. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.